Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. School District of Rhinelander Superintendent Kelly Jacoby has confirmed she will be retiring from the district after the 2019-2020 school year. She says she wanted to give the school board plenty of notice.
Talked to the board at the February board meeting and discussed my intent to retire at the end of the next school year. I will be looking at a retirement date of June 30th of 2020. So it's a long ways down the road, but I wanted to be sure that the board knew long enough in advance. So they had plenty of time to post, to do a search, however they want to do it, that there was plenty of time to do so.
Jacoby says she's hoping to devote more time to her family. Jacoby has been Rhinelander School Superintendent since 2013, succeeding Roger Erdahl. And at Lakeland Union High School, the Lakeland School Board is eyeing combining the district administrator duties with those of the Director of Curriculum and Instruction currently held by Rob Way. On Thursday, the board approved an administration chart reflecting that new post, which takes effect July 1st when part-time district administrator Jim Boucher retires. Board member Barry Seidel explains how the duties might be worked out.
The percentages is what we have to work out, and we've talked about is anywhere between what we were looking at, about 30% superintendent and 70%
roughly
curriculum instruction.
And Rob Way said the administration team took a holistic approach to structuring the top post and didn't get into specifics of how much time each role would require.
We talked structure. We talked how, right, as a leadership team, how we feel the organization would prosper with this. So we didn't have these kinds of conversations. We looked at it in terms of licensure, experience, skill set, and flow of the organization.
The administration team will return to the next board meeting with a more detailed job description for the combined post. Former Wisconsin governor speculating his political future might include a Senate seat. Republican Scott Walker spoke to a crowd at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference Wednesday. He's giving speeches these days while working for think tanks, nonprofit organizations, and businesses. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson made a campaign pledge to leave the Senate after two terms, and he just started his second. Walker said he would consider it, but he'd make sure Johnson does plan to step away before he starts his own campaign. And the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest is recruiting young men and women ages 15 through 18 to work, learn, and earn this summer through the Youth Conservation Corps program. Other positions are also opening this summer. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin says it's a unique opportunity for young people to find out about natural resources.
This summer we have job opportunities for kids that are 15 through 18 years old to join us through the Youth Conservation Corps program, which is designed to get kids, you know, experience out working in natural resources. They're going to be working right alongside our crews. So it's just a great opportunity for them to gain some experience, you know, see if they really like working in natural resources, and obviously put some skills there on their resume for future jobs.
Offices on the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest Recruiting Corps members include Eagle River, Florence, Lakewood, Leona, Park Falls, Washburn, and the Great Northern Lakes Visitor Center in Ashland. YCC members will be responsible for their own lodging, transportation, and food each day. Markin says there also are openings. There's five full-time seasonal openings with the Forest Service.
This is a little different than our YCC program, which is for kids that are 15 to 18 years old. These jobs are for kids that are in college, or maybe they've graduated college and looking to gain some experience on their national forest. Or even we've had teachers or retirees even join us to be part of our summer seasonal staff.
Markin says positions include a forestry technician and other vacancies in the recreational trails program. She says the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest website has more information on the positions. We also have a link at WXPR.org. Our forecast for this afternoon: look for snow mainly after 4 p.m. with a high near 24, about an inch possible. Then tonight, snow after midnight, about 2 more inches. And then Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 22. Sunday, a bit colder with a high near 9 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.